What's up everyone, welcome to another episode of Fanboy Chronicles, and today I will be recommending you some songs. Like I said in my previous podcast that I have discovered a great deal of music and I would really love to share all of those with you guys. Now there are a lot of songs that I really want to recommend, so I think this part itself would not be enough, so I'm gonna do it in a series form. Now whether I'm gonna upload episodes of these series back to back or if I'm gonna do it weekly, that's gonna be decided later on, but for now, for today, I'm gonna recommend you 10 songs that I really think should be a part of your library. Now these songs are in English as well as in Korean. Don't be sad or disappointed, because like I said, language should not be a barrier. In fact, give a try to the Korean songs, maybe you might like them, because I'm also gonna explain why do I like this song, what is so peculiar about the song that it landed up in my playlist. Okay, so yeah, now one more thing that I want to add, if you don't like any comments that I made about a particular song, or maybe you listened to one of my recommendations and actually really liked it, or if you already had one of these songs in your playlist and you finally found someone who also listens to these kind of songs, then you can hit me up on Instagram at watashiwasuhil. I really, really hope that you by heart this, because it really cringes the fuck out of me to say my own Instagram ID every time. But that's gonna happen because I cannot afford a promoter right now. But yeah, so hit me up on Instagram and just, nevertheless, let's just begin with the list. So beginning the list with her mighty force is Shakira, and the song that I want to recommend you guys is called as Empire. This song I want to recommend you is because we all know that Shakira is hot, she's an amazing dancer, she has an amazing body, and she's a Latina queen. But the reason why I really want to recommend you this song is because in this song specifically you can see how Shakira is actually a vocal queen. Like, she has gone through so many chords, so many notes in one single chorus, it's unbelievable. And the video itself is a sight for sore eyes. The video is aesthetically so pleasing. So I would really like you guys to listen to this song. Out of all the recommended songs, if you don't listen to other, that's fine by me, but you have to add this song to your library, because this song is the shit. Moving on, number two is gonna be a Korean song. It's by this Korean soloist called as IU, and the song is called Ochepami Iyagi, which means last night's story. Now the reason why I want to recommend this song is because of the contrasting elements in the song. So when you listen to this song, the beats, the entire arrangement of the song has kind of a karaoke feeling. It's very upbeat, it's very out there, but the lyrics actually talk about how IU is sitting in a corner inside a bar, sulking, alone, depressed by herself, while her significant other is having fun right in front of her salad with her friends. It's a very deep song, but the song, like when you listen to it, you don't really get that kind of a feeling from it. So add this in your playlist as well. Song number three is gonna be a song called as The Only Exception by the band called as Paramore. Now when I first started listening to their songs, this song just popped up on shuffle, and the reason why it's been there in my playlist ever since is because it's a very sweet song. Lyrically, the song speaks in volumes about restoring your faith in love. It speaks about this person who has never received love, never believed in love, but you know, one day they just meet this specific someone and they were like, okay, for you I'm gonna make an exception and I'm gonna fall in love with you. And this just goes on to restore your faith in love. Like, no matter how devoid of love you've been in your life, there will be someone for whom you will have to make that exception. You will have to break down all your walls and you will have to give in, and you will be happy. So you know, at times when you feel like you're lonely, I think you should listen to this song. Oh, that was too emotional. Okay, song number four is another K-pop soloist. Her name is Hayes, and the song that I want to recommend is called as In the Time Spent with You. Again, Hayes has a very unique vocal texture. Her voice is very, very unique. And the good part about the song is it's very mellowed out. It's very chill. And the feeling of the song is how two people have made some amazing memories over simple things like having a cup of coffee or listening to music together. But sadly, all those good things have come to an end. And now all she can do is reminisce the time that she spent with them and just, you know, feel happy about it, because there's not much she can do about it. So this song is for the reminiscing souls, I guess. Okay, song number 5 is a song by Queen Bee, Beyonce. It's called Irreplaceable. A lot of you might know this song because it's a pretty popular song owing to its sassy nature. The theme of the song revolves around cheating. So in this song, Beyonce catches a man cheating on her, and obviously she's throwing him out of the house and stuff like that. And he goes on to say that, okay, you can throw me out, but you're gonna regret it. And she's like, bitch, no. In fact, I already have another man lined up who's on his way here. So don't you ever think that you're irreplaceable. And that goes on to show, not just on humans, but situation-wise and habits-wise, we can replace the bad with the good. We just gotta have faith in ourselves, confidence in ourselves, and I think we will be good to go. Of course, it's easier said than done, but I'm not gonna dwell on this topic because I don't wanna step on a stone which is gonna hurt my ankle. I just made that up, sorry. Okay, moving on. Song number 6 that I want to recommend is a song called Salty by The Boys. It's a new addition to the playlist, and the reason why I've added it is because of this beat that they've used in the introduction. It's only played for like 2 seconds, but it is so nostalgic for me. I don't know where have I heard it before, but the beat is just, it just sends me to my seventh heaven. And that's the reason why this song is up in the playlist. And lyrically also, the song is funny because it's again kind of an upbeat chill song, and the lyrics are how the person has broken up and they have sweet memories with each other, but whenever they ask in the mirror, like, who am I looking at, they always feel salty about those sweet memories, how they were sorry and they tried their best to fix the relationship but it couldn't be fixed, and so now they feel salty amidst all of those, you know, sweeter memories. So this song also should be added in your playlist. The next song that I would want to recommend you guys is called Loser of the Year by a band called A Simple Plan. The reason why I want to recommend this song to you is because it talks about this person who has everything they ever wished for. You know, they have fame, they have money, they have cars, and they have fans and everything, but they cannot spend time with their loved one. And basically they feel like, you know, it's clear that without you here, I'm the loser of the year. And it's sweet, you know, the message is sweet that this person is, you know, this person has it all, but they still feel like a loser because they don't have the person that they love the most with them to cherish all these things. So it really goes on to show how we can still feel empty with materialistic things and we need love in life. Sweet. Okay, so the next song is a Korean song. It's by a soloist again, and her name is Jessie. She's a badass bitch. Let's be clear about that. And the song is called as Who That B. You all know what the B stands for. This song is for you guys to feel badass. Literally. The lyrics are totally related to her, how she has haters and stuff who hate her for her fake boobs and you know, like everything, they just hate her. And the song is a direct message to them that you can hate me all you want, but your boyfriends want me, your girlfriends want me, the broadcasting companies want me, I'm on the cover of magazines, I'm on TV shows, I'm having albums, I'm doing tours, I have fans, what you gonna do about it? Who's that bitch? That's me. The chorus also goes, who that bitch? And in the background, they say, Naya, Naya. That means it's me, it's me. And I really, it's a badass song. It's a song for you to feel badass. Listen to this song whenever you feel low and just get into that badass bitch mood. Okay, the last English language song that I want to recommend you guys is a song which is really, really important to me because this was the first song that I heard of this artist, and it was a part of the soundtrack of the movie The Great Gatsby, and I instantly fell in love because it has an orchestrated music, you know, with synth and saxophones. No, not synth. Oh, I forgot the name of the instrument. But yeah, so this song gives you all sorts of feels, you know. The song is called as Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. So, I mean, a lot of us must have heard this song. It might also be in your playlist, but in case if it's not, please, please, please add it in your playlist. And the last song for this podcast that I want to recommend to you guys is a song called as Rose Scent Breeze by a group called as Red Velvet. And this is a post-breakup song, and it talks about how this person has good memories, how this person wanted to fix things again but cannot, and now it's like there is a rose scent in the breeze which reminds them of their significant others, and they feel sad and lonely, but they also know that whatever has happened for good, and even if they wanted to mend it, even if they wanted to grab their hands and tell them to not go, it was impossible in that moment and things had to end. With this, my recommendation for today ends here. I really would appreciate it if you guys would go and give all of these songs a listen. I will be posting screenshots of these songs on my Instagram story for you to, you know, get an idea of which songs I actually mentioned, because, you know, it gets kind of volatile in between, and if it was me who was listening to a podcast, I wouldn't go back and try to remember all the names. So go on to my Instagram, which is @WadashivaSuhail, and check out my stories. I'm going to post a screenshot of all of the 10 songs that I recommended, and I hope that you like those songs. You know, even if you listen to one song and feel attached to it, my job here would be done. I hope you like this podcast. I hope you like this episode. Let me know if you would like more of these episodes, and if you would like them to not be limited to the, you know, to just music, like shows or maybe episodes or movies or books or YouTube channels, whatever it is, because I really want you guys to explore amazing contents. And if you have any recommendations for me, like if there's a song that you would want me to listen to, come my way. Let me know it on my Instagram, which I've mentioned, which is @WadashivaSuhail. I'm tired of promoting myself again and again, but I gotta do it, okay? Anyway, so I'll see you soon. Until then, stay safe, listen to good music, watch amazing content, and let's explore interests together. Bye.